So we know that employees are going to request accommodations and that they're going to ask us for accommodations even when they may not need them. So we really want to ensure that our administrators and supervisors are properly trained to assist employees in seeking workplace accommodations. That's the biggest thing that I'm going to talk about is about preparation. So I'm going to provide a brief overview of the legal framework, but I also want to provide some very specific guidance and some cases. Okay, I'm going to try to do this. All right. So here's a little refresher. We know that the ADA prohibits discrimination against qualified individuals with disabilities, but what some of our supervisors may not know, and since this is about the logistics and the implications, it really is a focus on what our campus administrators and our supervisors know and don't know and what they need to know. They may not know that in recent years the term qualified has expanded as well as the definition of disability. To be safe, we want to ensure that they assume that they'll need to engage in the interactive process and discuss with the employee whether or not there's a need for accommodation, as opposed to assuming that the employee is not going to meet the legal definition of qualified individual or disability. They kind of just need to throw that out and bank on having a conversation with the employee. I think Michael Curry, a Michigan law graduate, said it earlier in the talk. He talked about ADA and how it really would help if we just started with a conversation. And I agree with that. May not agree much, but we agree with that. And I was so on your side, Chris. I'm just letting you know.